This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is toll free. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. Get all kinds of stuff on our website for you, including the listener map. Just go to map.freetalklive.com and you'll see internationally the hundreds of listeners that have gone and plotted themselves on the map. Simple process. You punch in your location, your name, even a photo of yourself if you'd like, a phrase to go along with your entry, and you will be added to the listener map at map.freetalklive.com.
That's right. Hundreds of people, we know where you live.
Well, not precisely. It's just kind of by zip code, so we know what zip code you live in. And if we wanted to canvas the streets and look for your car, if we knew what you drive, then we could find you.
I'm fat and lame. I got nothing better to do.
So we'd have to combine it. We'd have to combine the information with some info from the DMV or something like
Yeah.
Which is probably publicly available. So,
you know, it
fine.
It all seems
can know where you live. How's that?
Ooh.
It map. Sounds like freetalklive.com.
Way too much work to me.
Indeed. But the map is pretty neat, and it is map.freetalklive.com. All right, 800-259-9231. Coming up this hour, if we get a chance, pack rats. We're going to talk about them because that's a good personal issue. Totally nothing political about pack rats.
Yeah.
And I want to welcome our newest affiliate aboard to the show here. It is the Edge Z600. Or actually, it's the Edge 600, and I've totally screwed up their call. Hey,
way to go, man.
It is Z600, the Edge, KGEZ.
Oh, neat.
In Kalispell, Montana. So we're happy to have you guys on board. You're going to be with us every single day of the week from 6 to 7 o'clock, your time, Mountain Time. And we're live, so if you want to dial in and take control of the show, you can do that, 800-259-9231. This is probably the first time you've ever heard a show like this.
Mm. Hey, Montana, glad to be there. Sorry Ian doesn't respect you enough to get your station call letters right.
Anyway, I'm just so excited. That's all it was.
What it is.
So excited to have Kalispell on board here. And so this is Free Talk Live, and that means that you are free to call in and talk about anything. There's virtually no phone screening process. We do have a screener, but they're pretty much going to ask you where you're calling from, what your name is, and, you know, in a couple words, what you want to talk about. That's it. And we're not going to chuck you off of the air because of your topic. So whether it's a political issue or a personal problem, you take control of the phones, 800-259-9231.
Now, that doesn't mean that we give them a soapbox and allow them to just, spout off
as long as they want. It's a conversation.
Yeah, it's a conversation back and forth. We ask questions about whatever it is that they want to talk about.
But unlike the other talk shows in talk show land, they will always set the topics, except for maybe one day a week. Then you get to control the topics. Well, on Free Talk Live, literally all the time, you can take control of the show.
Oh, you can believe that if I wanted to call into Fat Boy Limbaugh's show and ask him about his drug problem or how it's going with
never getting through.
I'm not getting through. Like, open line my butt Friday.
Well, you could try to trick him out. I mean, first of all, it's very difficult to get on his show, period, because he spends all his time talking to himself.
Well, plus, it's a lot of people.
Right. Well, yeah, and it's hard to get through the lines. But presuming you could get through the phone screen in the first place, and presuming you came up with a good lie about, like, what you wanted to talk about, but that wasn't actually what you were going to talk about. In fact, if they let you on the air, you were going to throw out something about his addiction to OxyContin. They would dump your call right off the air and then throw you in a delay, and you would have never made it on the air.
Yeah.
Like, your name and saying hello to Rush might have made it on, but as soon as that question was to come out of your mouth about, hey, I heard you're addicted to painkillers, off. Cut. See you later.
And welcome to Manwich for calling in from New Hampshire. And that would be it. That's all you'd hear.
Yep.
If you called in and said, my name's Manwich, you'd never get on the air.
No, it doesn't matter
what your topic is. Hey, this is Manwich. I'm sorry. No, that's not happening.
So you take control of the airways. There you go, Kalispell. We're going to be with you every single night of the week. 800-259-9231. You can also email the show, although that's the least efficient way to get your ideas on the air, because we get a bunch of emails, and obviously not all of them can make it on the air. But here's one that we got in. From Curtis. He's given us a little bit of given us some detail, because last week we talked about a story about the Guantanamo prisoners and how they're in the midst of a hunger strike, apparently, that, they don't like how they're being treated down there, and so they've decided to stop eating. Well, the U.S. government doesn't want to have a bunch of dead, hungry, formerly hungry people who are dying on their hands, so they've decided to force feed them. And we were talking about the methods involved in the force feeding and how they're apparently shoving tubes down people's throats and that sort of thing. And so Curtis wanted to sort of clear a few things up for us. Apparently, Manwich grossly underestimates the gullibility of the American sheeple regarding the administration's lies about Iran. Zogby International released a survey last week which nearly half the respondents, 47%, said they favored military action to halt Iran's nuclear program. Also, the force-feeding of Gitmo prisoners is probably worse than you think. CBS News reports that, quote, officials warned detainees on January 9th that hunger strikes would be strapped tightly into a restraint chair and force-fed with a thicker tube than had been used earlier.
Wow.
Another progressively larger tubes.
Nice.
Another quote. He also said that detainees would no longer receive throat lozenges to ease the pain of the feeding tubes, and that they'd have their shoes, blankets, and towels taken from them and confined to a room that was deliberately kept colder than normal if they refused the food. According to one detainee, he said, I'm brave but not stupid. On the chair, I'll be restrained and unable to resist, and they are determined to torture me. And then he gives a link to the complete story. He says, this is nothing new, however. Back in October of 2005, there were numerous news stories reporting that, quote, guards took the nasal gastric tubes from one detainee and with no sanitization whatsoever, reinserted it into the nose of a different detainee.
Yucky.
And so it goes on. It says, oh, when the tubes were reinserted, the detainees could see the blood and stomach bile from other detainees remaining on the tubes. Nasty stuff. Nasty stuff. Thanks for the email, Curtis. We appreciate that. 800-259-9231. So just giving you a little update there. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey, nice to hear you guys.
Hey, Jeremy. Good to hear you, but
just barely.
The board op's got you potted down a little bit, so we're having a little bit of trouble. Board op, if you could bring up your overall levels just a bit, that'd be fantastic. 800-259-9231. Jeremy, are you there?
I am here. Good to hear you guys. First time I heard it, obviously.
Excellent.
And, I just wanted to know if we were talking about it today. Whatever happened with the cop that shot the guy that was out in California that wouldn't get up? You guys heard anything?
I was kind of mad about that. Yeah, that's an excellent question. We talked about it when it happened, and like a lot of stories that are about the police abusing people. In this case, it's disappeared off of our radar, at least. I mean, perhaps one of our diligent listeners can dig it up, or Torgo, one of you guys, can see if there's been an update. But usually you get the initial report, and then nobody ever reports on it ever again. Remember the story about the guy that was allegedly carrying a bomb down in Miami and how they shot and killed that guy? Whatever happened to that situation? They were supposed to be investigating that.
Yeah, nobody, and the cops never get charges pressed because, for whatever reason, last I'd heard that the man who shot a guy got suspended with pay.
Oh, that's typical.
That's what they do anytime you shoot somebody. They do the investigation stuff. Yeah.
And that looked like murder to me. I mean, anybody else who does that is going to be arrested immediately.
Well, it was attempted murder because, luckily, the guy didn't get killed.
Right, you're right.
He was
right
shot three times. Did you actually see the video footage, Jeremy?
On the news, I did, yeah. And it was just crazy. And there are guys, and they're telling him to get up, and when he gets up, he shoots him.
He wasn't acting quickly. He wasn't, like, getting up and rushing toward the cop or anything like that. He was just getting to his knees and, you know, standing up. In fact, the guy was actually a member of the military. He was a military police officer, so he was saying, look, man, I'm on your side. Pop, pop, pop.
You didn't want to hear that on your side stuff.
Well, he didn't trust him because he was Mexican. That's why. Mm-hmm. It's probably just a racist cop using any excuse that he can get to shoot somebody who's a different color than him.
Yeah, I think he ought to be in jail.
I got to agree. Jeremy. Anything else on your mind tonight, Jeremy?
No, it's great to hear your show. I guess I just... glad to hear an open forum. I like that. Appreciate it.
Well, that's what we're all about here on Free Talk Live.
Keep listening because you'll hate us at some point, Jeremy. Don't worry.
And if you hate us, call in and disagree with us instead of tuning out. Thanks for calling. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. It's pretty much inevitable that you're going to disagree with Free Talk Live at some point.
You have to. At least one of us on Free Talk Live.
Right, because we all disagree with each other on some things. Hey, more coming up. You take control of the airwaves. Let's talk about pack rats, unless you want to bring up what's on your mind. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Whether it's a political issue, personal problem, anything goes. It's Ian here with
and Torgo.
And Manwich.
800-259-9231. Plus, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff on our website, and it's all free, including the bulletin board system. Over 80,000 posts for you to surf around through. I think we've eclipsed the 1,200 mark, or we're darn close to it. 1,200 people interacting there.
Wow.
At the bulletin
board
system.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, at freetalklive.com. There's all kinds of different topics of conversation, everything from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all there. The bulletin board system, freetalklive.com. Plus, you should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. ZX100TheEdgeProject.org. So we've got our brand new affiliate on board with us tonight, Z600 The Edge, KGEZ, out in Kalispell, Montana. Once again, welcoming them. We'll have you on all five nights during the week here. And even though Montana is sort of a, you know, I guess a desolate state, there's not a lot of stuff in Montana, I bet that they have their share of pack rats, too.
I bet they do.
People have managed to just pull together a bunch of crap and they put it in their living rooms and their bedrooms and their back rooms and all over their house. And, you know, I think every one of us probably knows at least one pack rat.
Especially since the people in Montana, though, seem to own 30 or 40 acres each. They have lots of room for stuff.
You could go pack rat crazy.
I know. Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, Johnson would love it.
You'd have to improve that 30 or 40 acres. You put a roof over it.
Now, you say Johnson. Johnson is one of our other co-hosts on Free Talk Live, who you'll be hearing on Friday night. But are you saying he's a pack rat?
I'm not saying that. I don't know if I would go so far as to call him a pack rat. But then again, I have a very interesting system of deciding what I keep and what I throw away.
What do you mean?
It's just entirely dependent on my mood. Sometimes when I'm cleaning, I'll just take half the stuff that I could be, you know, putting away somewhere and just throw it out. Just be like, I have no desire to use this right now, and I haven't used it in the past 8 months, so I don't think I'll need it again, so I'll just throw it away.
Has that ever done you wrong? I mean, have you ever ended up 2 months later or a year later needing what it was that you threw away?
Not needing, but kind of like, I wish I still had that. Yeah, but, you know.
But it wasn't a big deal.
Right.
Well, this is throwing things away is a real problem for some people. And as ABC News reports, Linda McIntosh is drowning in treasures. Piled high to the ceiling of her Connecticut home, her collection of paper bags, boxes, yogurt containers, office supplies, and so much more allows only a narrow path to get from room to jam-packed room.
Now, a friend of mine's a firefighter, and I can't tell you how many stories she has that's like this.
That I bet.
You just can't get through people's houses for all the junk.
Well, everybody thinks it's just a pile of old news, but to me, it's a treasure, McIntosh said of her collection.
It's a fire hazard. That's
old
what it is.
Newspapers. All the newspapers she has in her house.
I hope she doesn't smoke.
McIntosh is one of at least 2 million people in this country with a condition known as compulsive hoarding, or as I was always told, pack ratting.
Mm-hmm.
They suffer from a powerful urge to acquire and a paralyzing inability to discard. According to Ms. McIntosh, when I go to throw something out, I get nauseous, a headache, I break out in a sweat. Her disorder caused her to lose her job as a lab technician. It was also the demise of a romantic relationship. And she goes on. She recalls it the first time
she probably buried him someplace underneath all that newspaper.
I'm wondering what...
He's still there.
I'm wondering what kind of bizarre psychosis she has that being a pack rat made her lose her job. And what I'm wondering how it spilled over into her. Like, was she not throwing away beakers that were
maybe
broken?
So. And I don't. It actually doesn't go into that in this article.
She was a lab tech. She was drawing blood and keeping the needles.
It's not like she could. It's awful.
It's building little houses out of
them. It's not like she can just, you know, not throw things away, and then. But if somebody comes along and just takes it and wants to throw it out, she's going to have a problem with that, too.
Oh, yeah. You're like separating her from a baby, essentially.
I wouldn't go that far, but a puppy, perhaps.
it hurts them, man, which, in fact, they've done studies. In fact, we'll talk about that in a moment here. But she recalls the very first urge she had to hoard was when she was 7 years old. Someone had thrown out a notebook, and I thought, oh, my God, I can use that. So that's they just get really intense on this sort of thing. Let's see, if you can recognize a little bit of McIntosh's behavior in your own life, you're not alone. According to Dr. David Tolan, an expert at hoarding behavior, hoarding's probably an extreme version of something that happens to a lot of us. And, yeah, I mean, we've all got some stuff from our past that it's difficult to separate with. Maybe it has some sort of an emotional connection or something like that.
And, my garage, full of crap. Sorry, it's full of crap. I mean, I've got all kinds of stuff in there. But every once in a while, I have a little project going, and I don't have to go to Home Depot for a 2x4 because I've got a piece of a 2x4 in the garage. Or I don't have to go because, you know, I've got all these screws that are saved.
Mm-hmm.
So I might be a bit of a pack rat.
But you keep it in one room.
Mostly.
And it's stuff that's kind of practical because you may need that again. I don't know that this woman is ever going to need a newspaper from 17 years ago.
No,
you know,
there's
it's
no
just,
way in hell.
Or a yogurt container that I guess she was using to build furniture.
It gets better than this.
I can't imagine how much worse.
So the hoarding expert was asked by ABC News to help this woman. He arranged for her to get an MRI to show her how her brain operates while she's throwing away the most basic of trash. junk mail. While shredding a piece of mail, McIntosh classified her anxiety level as much to extreme.
Wow.
So the woman gets junk mail in the mailbox, and as she's putting it into the shredder or throwing it in the garbage can, she's getting brain, you know, brain functions and patterns that are just telling her to withhold. Keep this. You could need this special credit offer someday.
You never know when you'll need that coupon for grout cleaning.
You think it starts, like it gets progressively worse with age?
I would imagine it does.
McIntosh
has gotten one element of her hoarding under control. She now no longer goes dumpster diving. But
oh my God!
A drive along with Mr. Tolan, the expert, says she still fights with her urges. Just driving down the street on trash day is like going past a million bars for an alcoholic for this woman. When the car pulled over and she saw a table someone threw away, McIntosh called it a definite keeper. And so it just goes on. And then here is the absolute apex here. McIntosh, back at her house, when the expert arrived, he saw that it was much harder for her to let go of the things that she already has. Even an old cardboard box full of mouse droppings. She called the box irreplaceable because it was made so darn well. That's a nice cardboard box.
I'll tell you what, I've seen some nice cardboard boxes, and you don't want to just toss them out.
You know, even if it's full of mouse droppings.
I can see, you know, if it's a good enough cardboard box that you could say at some point in the future, I will clean out these mouse droppings.
Well, can you imagine being the type of person who was walking around going, my, that's a good cardboard box. I just might need that someday. Let me let it sit in the corner and collect feces until such time as it might serve a purpose.
Now, what is that?
Because it's such a darn nice cardboard box.
I had a cardboard box that was actually wax-coated. Ooh. You know, like there was a little bit of wax.
If this was a wax-coated one, she might be able to wash out the droppings and then put it back.
There you go.
But in this case, she hasn't actually cleaned the droppings from out of the cardboard box. So
she's got a lot of stuff to maintain, Ian.
Well, it makes you wonder about her house, right? I mean, the mice are dropping in the cardboard box. That means they're probably everywhere else, too.
The mice are pretty happy there.
And there's no way of getting access to them because there's just stuff all over the place. Do you know a pack rat? Do you know somebody that has this behavior? Are you somebody who pack rats and you just haven't admitted it to yourself yet? Give us a call, 800-259-9231. Otherwise, we got Jay on the line from Montana, wants to talk about Montana. And this is your show. You can bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Pack rats, we want to hear from you. It is Free Talk Live.
For thousands of years, the secret of vitality, strength, virility, and endurance was kept by the ancient Incas, until now. Maca, a tuberous plant that only grows in one area of the Andes Mountains, is a functional food, and it contains no cholesterol, is rich in vitamins, minerals, fiber, protein, 5 natural sterols, and 7 of the 9 essential amino acids. The folks at Vitamir have now made Maca available in powder form so that you can experience its nutritional benefits. Call 877-817-9829 to order Maca today. Maca also contains tannins, flavonoids, alkaloids, and fatty acids not found in other foods. Try Maca, and you'll know the secret of the ancient Incas. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, and order your Maca today. Maca, now you'll know the secret.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673. 9673.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to Trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll free. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their photograph. Not just any old photo, but one specifically taken for Free Talk Live. We call it validation, and you can learn more about that and what it means and how to do it at freetalklive.com on the Shrine of Female Listeners. So, to the phones we go. It is a show about your calls. Let's talk to Jay in Montana, listening on KGEZ. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
So, where are you guys from?
I'm sorry, Jay?
Where are you from?
Oh, we're actually doing the show from sunny Sarasota, Florida.
Sarasota, Florida. I thought you were talking about real pack rats there for a while, but...
What do you mean, real pack rats?
Well, we have real pack rats. They're called bushy wood rats.
Oh, you mean there's actually an animal that's called a pack rat?
You didn't know that, did you?
No, I didn't. I live in a box. I don't actually come out.
Ian doesn't normally leave his home, and he was educated in government school in the city, so he knows nothing.
They'll get in the insides of your walls and stuff, but, you know, we used to go up in the woods in Montana and up in the cabins in the wilderness before they tore them all down. And you'd leave a button in there and that pack rat would come back and leave you like a piece of red string or something.
Really? I've heard that.
Little buggers, but once they get in your house, you got to shoot them.
Maybe that's what we should start doing. We should just start shooting these pack rats.
No.
It's a good way to redecorate. Just shoot inside the house.
I do want to perpetuate the image of Montana as a bunch of, you know, sun never shines here, there's no work here, unfriendly natives, wild Indians, grizzly bears.
Wait a minute.
No work.
That's not what Montana was like at all when I was there.
Don't come here.
Actually, there's almost a million people there in Montana. I thought for some reason...
Almost.
Yeah.
I know. Well, Montana is the fourth largest state. It's about a county shy of California. Now, California's got about 35 million people. I should
really
tell this on the air, yeah.
Montana's the fourth largest state. You know what? You're probably right about that.
Size-wise, but not population-wise.
No. Population-wise, it's the
same. Area-wise.
Yes. Now, when I was in Montana, it was there was no speed limit, and you could drive with a beer in your hand.
Yeah, well, the federal government finally blackmailed us out of that.
What?
What? No speed limit?
You guys have a speed limit now?
Yeah. It was
outrageous.
Man.
You know, the more control from without, less control from within. You know, we had the most adult law in the nation. You know, it's safe and prudent. But we got blackmailed by the federal government, and our little weenie boys that we elected that probably came from out of state, wanted that money.
They went right along with it. Yeah, that's typically how it goes.
Same with the fisherman's law. We used to call it fisherman's law. You could go fishing all day, and then we'd go down some river 55 miles, 2.5 hours on a dirt road and get done fishing all day. And then what do you could do? Pop open a beer and drive home, right?
Okay.
Now you can't do that.
Wow, man, they've ruined all your fun. I mean,
we were the last state in the union, you know.
But by a long, long time.
That you can have an open bottle and be driving, right?
Used to be, yeah.
It was everybody like crashing and getting in terrible accidents back then because of that? I can't understand what I just feel so sorry for you guys up there. What happened? Why didn't you all stand
up? We were the last ones. I mean, you guys had it for a long time.
Why didn't you guys go and throw these people out of office? Go down with, you know, pitchforks and weapons and throw these lowlifes out of office and demand that they stop destroying your freedoms?
We're outnumbered. I'm an endangered species. I want to get a 501(c) a non-profit organization to save the wild Montanimal, you know?
Are you telling me a bunch of...
I think the government will give me lots of money, you know? I mean, no, we've been invaded, you know? It's like, I'd take it back to 1960 if I could right now.
So now, wait, are you telling me that there's New Yorkers and big government freaks coming into Montana on a daily basis like they are here in Florida?
Not too many New Yorkers. Californians, Washingtonians, Coloradians, you know.
You know, that's really unfortunate. And it's typical. That's the way it happens. The federal government holds out the carrot. They hold out the carrot of federal money in front of the Department of Motor Vehicles, and they said, well, okay, if you want this money, you're going to have to do this and this and this and this and this. And so the DMV is just drooling all over themselves to get their hands on the extra $1 million or whatever it is so they can pay their administrators an extra $100,000 a year. And then they sell out all your rights. We are no fan of the federal government here on Free Talk Live. No fan at all.
And criminalizes a lot of good old boys that just want to go fishing.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. Give us a ring again sometime. Thanks. 800-259-9231. So nobody called in to admit that they were a pack rat. Nobody called in to come clean, because we know you're out there. I mean, we've all felt it. We have all felt it on our own. Look, I make a habit every year of simplifying what I own. I go through all of the stuff that I have. And I select things to, for instance, take to a garage sale and sell there. And if it doesn't sell at the garage sale, then I'll just take it to Goodwill and donate it. And if you don't have a Goodwill in your area, well, call your local pack rat. You know, if you want to get rid of some stuff, go over to, you know, their house and just give it to them. They'll be absolutely pleased as punch to take
it. But
it's not
a write-off then.
Or if you've got stuff you want to get rid of, there's an organization. Actually, I think this is cool. I've signed up for it locally. There's an organization called FreeCycle. They have groups in cities all over the country of just people who have stuff they don't need anymore looking to give it away. You know, so you get in contact with your local FreeCycle group and offer your stuff up. Just get rid of it if you don't need it
anymore. Well, I knew of this phenomenon when I was trying to get rid of my computer. That was a couple of weeks ago. I bought a new computer. Okay. And I had a really, really old one. Like, I had my mother's cast off from... Probably was bought in 95 or something like that. It was
a dinosaur.
It was a real dinosaur.
Yeah.
And it was of no use. It could run Word.
Yep.
And it had what's the baud size on old modems? It's 52.
2400.
It was the next one down, the 2400.
300?
Yeah, it was really slow. Really slow.
It was not a 300 baud modem.
There were.
I know. But he's saying he didn't have a 56K. He had the one below
28,
that.
28.
So it was either 28.8 or maybe a 33.6.
It was slow as heck. So I took out a card table, set the computer, monitor, and all right by the road. I said, you know, I reported what it was as far as RAM and that kind of thing. Because all you have to do is look on the properties, and there it is. And somebody, sure enough, picked it up. It didn't have a mouse with it. It didn't have a keyboard with it.
Absolutely.
I kept those things.
It's a great way to get rid of something. Just put it out by the side of the road for trash day. There's the scavengers that go around, and you know what? They find some really good stuff. I mean, seriously?
There you go. You're a pack rat.
You don't have to be a pack rat. My mom she owns a furniture store, right? A secondhand furniture store. She'll drive around from time to time, and she'll spot something, and she'll take that sucker in and she'll sell it in her store and make $100 off of it.
Okay, well, now, since we're talking about the fact that your mom owns a secondhand good store, and I mentioned the FreeCycle group. I have to know, and I'll just bring this up on the air. Is your father a pack rat? I need to know.
No, absolutely not.
Because Ian's dad is a member of the local FreeCycle group as well, so I've seen some of his emails come through on this list. And a couple of weeks ago, he was offering a parachute, a parachute from 1970 that just, he said he's not sure if it works because he's never used it. So it's just an old parachute that he had lying around.
I don't know.
Fully packed in a bag. I'm wondering.
I don't make any excuses for my parents.
I'm just wondering. I didn't know that if your dad was some sort of a pack rat, and he just found a parachute one day. He's like, this could be useful.
But Crackhead Bill's parents are pack rats.
Are they really?
Yeah, and they've had, it's an old friend of mine from way back. They've had this back room in their house that has just been filling and filling and filling with stuff, and you can't get back into it. I mean, they've never cleaned it out. It's just amazing to me what these people do. 800-259-9231. Are you a pack rat? Do you know a pack rat? And what good pack rat stories do you have for us? It's Free Talk Live.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit. A collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you find archives, months worth of the show. So if you're listening on our newest affiliate, then you've never heard the show before. And you can go to our website and go and get bunches of Free Talk Live on the house at freetalklive.com.
That would be the best way to find out what this show is really about. It's not all pack rats and Ian's dad, I promise.
Not. We really do go anywhere on Free Talk Live. And so let's change gears in a little bit, shall we?
Sure.
Let's go back to the email box. By the way, coming up hour number three, we are going to be talking about the pathetic hurricane victims. But this one came in from Spooty. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com.
Spooty?
That's his name.
Yep.
All right.
Spooty says, I've got some suggestions for you guys. Maybe you already do this some, and I just haven't been listening long enough to hear it. I only catch about every second or third show. I like the way that you cover a large number of topics in your show. It keeps it interesting and moving along quickly, which is great, but the topics are often fairly small or exceptional in nature. Don't get me wrong, I like it, and I think you should continue. But what about adding a section along these lines? Pick some major...
You know, exceptional is what defines news. Because ordinary, not news. Exceptional, news.
Okay. Pick some major topics of national global interest and have a serious discussion about what the libertarian approach would be and how it would be better. Make it more than just 2 minutes of sound bites, but a serious analysis. You could be very open about the possible outcomes of our current approach, whatever it might be, but also very open about the possible outcomes of the libertarian approach, both pro and con. I wouldn't worry about feeling like you have to make the libertarian answer be being perfect and infallible, just a better answer than whatever we're doing. So should we take a major topic of national and global interest and discuss it seriously?
I think so, definitely.
Sure.
I've thought that for a long time. Pick one.
So, for example, he says, what about the nuclear situation in Iran as a topic? And actually, we've talked about this stuff.
Yeah, we have talked about the
nuclear. I think what his problem is, we talk about plenty of national, international issues, and, you know, sometimes local issues that apply to everybody. But we talk about it, and we don't get into an hour-long discussion of nukes in Iran because it would be boring as tears, at least to me. And I program the show based on what I want to hear and based on listener input. But I could not imagine sitting through an hour of discussion about Iran and nuclear weapons.
And the finer points of UN treaties back and forth and all that stuff.
You know, we talked a couple of weeks ago about kind of the basis of law enforcement and how it functions and what some of the alternatives were in the form of dispute resolution organizations and
sure,
things like that. And while it was something that needed to be talked about, it was still, I mean, it was important information, but it was still, it got to the point that it was dull. It really did. You know, it's one of those things that we talked about it for too long, I think. And that's something that could happen with a situation like that. You talk about something huge, you keep going on and going on and going
it's
on
possible.
About it, like I am right now.
Well, the only way that when you're referring to the law enforcement situation, we at least covered a variety of different things within that particular area, and it was something that nobody else has ever talked about before on talk radio, whereas the Iran topic has been beat to death on every other talk show. So, I mean, on Free Talk Live, we tend to stay away from the big news, but he wants to know about Iran. So let's continue with his email. So we could discuss how a libertarian approach might have avoided the situation to begin with. Well, we always talk about that. You know, if we weren't busy meddling in other people's business around the world, they wouldn't be angry at us. And if we weren't over in other people's countries killing their friends and family members, the instance of terrorism here in this country probably would have been a lot less. 9/11 probably would never have happened.
Yeah, there's really only one instance of terrorism in this country.
Right. So he goes on to say, well, for example, one approach is to be strictly libertarian and do nothing. And that's fine. Maybe that works. But suppose Iran develops a nuclear weapon. Then what's the libertarian approach? Do nothing? Well, fine. But suppose Iran then launches that weapon at Israel, or anyone else for that matter. In that scenario, what is the libertarian approach and why is it best?
I would consider that approach to be do nothing.
Once again, do nothing.
And it's best because it's not any of our business. Just
unless they were to launch it at us.
Right. But he says anyone else. If they're to launch it at us, well, then at that point, I think the libertarian approach would be to run and not be in the blast area. Because you don't have a whole lot of time to really take much of an approach at that point when they launch a weapon at you.
Well, you know, if we had, I don't think we actually have this ability yet, but if we had the ability to defend ourselves from some sort of aerial
attack. Missile defense shield.
Right. Which, of course, the government has suggested doing decades ago, the Star Wars program. I believe it was Ronald Reagan that suggested that, and it's still in the works. Maybe one of these days they'll get around to it. But
I really don't trust the government to have space missiles. I just thought I'd share that.
I don't trust them to get the job done at all. I mean, if you want the government to protect you, you are going to be sorely mistaken.
It's not like they haven't had enough money for even the government to build space missiles that shoot other space missiles. Really. I mean, like, they could have done it with as much money as they've had for the military, but they've been too busy building big boats and stuff so that we can go kill little brown people.
What they could have done is they could have put it out to a bid. They could have put it out to private industry and said, hey, we want a missile defense program. Whoever comes up with the first workable option, you'll get the contract or whatever. There could have been some way to, I guess, bring competition into the picture that might have actually gotten the job done instead of leaving it to a bunch of government do-nothing bureaucrats. Anyway, he continues and says, well, do nothing is still another answer, but what if the instability causes the price of oil to quadruple, and now low-income people can't afford heat, gasoline, etc.? I'm not saying that the examples and questions I cite are the only possible outcomes, and I'm not trying to force you down that path. there are just likely sets of paths and questions, and he wants to know what the libertarian approach would be. So what if some sort of calamity happened and the oil supply dried up? What would the libertarian government do in that particular case?
You know, I would, for one, there would be all the property in the United States would be owned. There would be no government property, so all the oil that's available out there to be drilled would be, and there would probably be more oil.
Well, plus there's also a lot of other places we get oil from besides the Middle East. We'll come back. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
In here with you.
And Torgo.
And Man Witch.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We want you to vote for the show. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, head over to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote. It takes you less than a minute. All you need is your email address. Very simple process and effective for us because it keeps us up in the top 10 podcasts of the world. And I believe we're currently ranked at number 3, which still use your vote. It's a once a month sort of thing. Vote.freetalklive.com. So we've been talking about this email from Spooty, and Spooty thinks that we should get into more detail on the issues. And I'm afraid that he's going to be a little disappointed with Free Talk Live because we're not an issue analysis show. We're not a show that breaks down into the nitty-gritty details of the issues. We gloss over the surface and we talk about what's important about it.
Right. You're not the Rush Limbaugh of libertarianism.
No.
And I'm not the Noam Chomsky of libertarianism. You know, we don't sit here and debate the deep aspects of...
Torgo may very well be the biggest libertarian, though.
Yeah, it may very well be. In this room.
You're about a 500-pound libertarian?
No.
No.
I'm not that big.
Good God. What do I know?
Four. Four.
Well, anyway. So we gloss over, we go over the basics of the issue, and we want to get your thoughts. I mean, this isn't a show about what Ian and Manwich, you know, how well Ian and Manwich can break down the issues and, you know, get into the real detail on stuff and, you know, clue you into the facts. We talk about the issue on a general basis. It's a general interest talk show. We're not experts on the nuclear situation in the Middle East, nor are we experts on all these other things. And it doesn't have to be complex.
Right.
Because liberty is simple. In fact, this kind of irritates a lot of people. This irritates the socialists out there in the world and the people, you know, the partisans out there that think that there has to be some complex answer, that these problems that we have in the world are so complex.
Right. You have to have, like, you have to have a really deep understanding of the issues in order to be able to take people's rights and freedoms away. But you don't, because the government takes our rights and freedoms away all the time.
That is the issue.
Yeah, it really
is. The issue
is
your rights and your freedoms and them being taken away. And that's what we talk about on Free Talk Live. So if you're looking for real newsy-style analysis, you've come to the wrong place. If you're looking for a good conversation about the issues between the hosts and the callers, you're definitely in the right place with Free Talk Live. Let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Gene, what's on your mind?
I need some help.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to ask if maybe your listeners can help me with a little dilemma I've got.
All right.
I decided after talking to you guys the other day about what I believe as far as Christianity goes, I'm going to start my own denomination, and I need a name for my church. So I've already told you that I'm a Christian anarchist, and anybody, all your listeners, can go to Wikipedia and look that up. I think that's the definition they have there. It's
right.
Been
so
fine-tuned.
We need to think of a name for Gene's church.
Yeah.
Gene the Christian anarchist.
But also the other thing that I'm going to be promoting is this idea that everyone is saved, whether they know it or not, including you, Ian, believe it or not.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, that's got to be in there. So it's got to be
some
kind of
a... You have to have a name for that, for the being saved thing?
Well, no, I mean, but the name of the church should ideally reflect those kind of things. You know, that it's a grace-loving, all-saved kind of a thing that also doesn't recognize any earthly authority.
And will the anarchy thing also... So the anarchy thing will be built in there?
Yes, it will.
Hmm.
So, I need a
name. Yeah, you got to throw that out to the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com.
Torgo's
normally pretty quick on the switch on these, but he's kind of...
Yeah,
I've
got
anything yet.
14 or 15 options.
Christian anarchists.
Well, that's the simple answer, man, but I'm thinking maybe more creative than that. Gene, definitely post it on the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. Thanks for the call, and hopefully, if somebody comes up with a good one, share it with us. Hour number three is on the way.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like...